she left a stack of books and magazines beside his bed and brought him a glass of water. He thanked her and said, "Just drive my pickup home, Viola. I won't be needing it for a few days."
"I'll check on you this evening and bring you some supper."
He nodded and turned his eyes up to the ceiling. "Viola, if I'd had any idea..." She brought a finger to her lips.
"Shh. I needed to get out of the house anyway. And it was an experience to remember."
Slim let out a groan. "Oh, it darn sure was." They shared a laugh and she went home. As you might expect, I found it convenient to stay as far away from Slim as I possibly could. I mean, our relationship had definitely hit bottom. So I curled up in the northwest corner of the living room and tried to sleep. Minutes passed, maybe an hour. Then I heard his voice calling from the back of the house.
"Hank, come here."
Gulp. I had been summoned. With great misgivings, I crept through the house and stood beside his bed.
"Come here. I ain't gonna bite."
I moved closer. His bony hand reached out and began scratching behind my ears. I almost fainted with relief.
"Hank, I sure appreciate your help in ruining my social life. I ain't sure I could have done it on my own."
Gee, it was nice of him to say that.
"We make a pretty good team. I mess up my half and you mess up the rest."
"Yes, we did make a pretty good team, come to think of it."
"I'll never be able to show my face in town again, but heck, I didn't want to go to town in the first place. Thanks for all the great memories."
We looked into each other's eyes. It was a touching moment, and I felt kind of choked up with emotion.
"Now go fetch my sheepskin slippers out of the living room. I may need to powder my nose here directly."
I sprang to my feet and went to wild swings on the tail section. Oh, happy day, we were friends again. Could I fetch his slippers? You bet I could. And I didn't need a diploma from obedience school to do it. I rushed back into the living room and had no trouble locating the slippers. I picked one up in my jaws and... You know, sheepskin is pretty interesting material.
"Hank."
"It smells just like sheep, don't you see? And we dogs very seldom get an opportunity to, well, study articles made of..."
"Hank."
"You think I chewed up his slippers, don't you?" "No, sir. Didn't even think about it." Okay, I thought about it, but not for long. I resisted temptation, delivered his slippers one by one, and received our ranch's highest award for obedience. And that's about all the story. Everything had turned out fine. Slim recovered and never again threatened to send me to school. And Miss Viola, well, she fell even more deeply in love with me than before. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. Case closed. Oh, remember all those nutty things we said about, you know, the Dungeon of Doom? I was misquoted, see, and don't forget that I'd been under a terrible emotional strain and... Just forget them, okay? Thanks.